iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Welcome to the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio. As often, we bring you some very important and astute guests here on the program who really are in the know and really do know their business quite well, to say the least. And today I'm joined by Shiv Haria, who is the owner, managing director, CEO of Lifestyle Property People. And this is all about investing in property. But what kind of property and where exactly? To fill us in on that, onto the program here today, Shiv, welcome to the broadcast and welcome to iGlobal Radio.
Thank you very much, Tony. I feel very honoured to be here.
Thank you. Talk about your company, first of all. Let's talk about Lifestyle Property People. What are you all about? What's the company all about?
Yeah, so basically what we do is we help people that are based typically in London or in the South to invest in the North. It's quite common that people are looking now more and more to invest in the North to make their money go further for them. And what we do is provide an end-to-end service where we do everything for them, from finding the property to purchasing it, refurbishing it and renting it. So all they have to do is, you know, sit back and wait for the money to pop in.
So you are what I might call the facilitators. You find the property, you inform your clients to say that this property has become available, and then you take care of the legal aspects, the financing or arrangement of how they can move from A to B, as it were.
Exactly. And part of the reason for that is because on one hand, it's quite buying a property, unlike, you know, investing in stocks and shares, is a very lengthy, cumbersome process. It requires a lot of moving pieces. And what we try to do is to bring all that together under one roof where we can just do everything for you. And the other side is that typically the type of clients that we're helping will be professionals that are based in London, that have professional jobs, that work probably pretty hard until, you know, easily 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night. Then they've got kids or they've got parents. No one's got any time to travel 3 or 4 hours up to different places of the country to try and see whether they can invest. So it's all about trying to make it easy and seamless and hands-free for our clients.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
It seems to me that we've gone through difficult times, and I think this is probably the first time I'm ever talking to somebody like yourself and many people who run companies about investment, property investments, largely based in and around the London area. But I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody who's encouraging people to invest outside of London. So why did you think of doing that? How do and why did you form this company called Property, a Lifestyle Property People? Because you obviously saw a niche in the market, which is where I'm heading with this.
Yeah, so I mean, you can tell from my accent that I'm not from the North. I'm from London myself. Quick story for you and for your listeners. In 2013, my mum had unfortunately had a heart attack. And in 2014, my dad had a heart attack. And there's obviously something in the water in London. But it meant that we really started to fast forward the thinking about retirement and how are we going to pay for their retirement? How are they going to survive when they do retire? I started looking at what the different options are available to try and get a what they call like a recurring stream of income, a secondary stream of income, or what some people call a passive income. And there's lots of different investment opportunities, but ultimately property is the one that seemed the most secure. And it also seemed like it was the most likely to bring in a stable income over an extended period of time, which is, you know, from a retirement perspective, that's what a lot of people are looking for. So without sort of giving it too much thought, I knew this was something that I had to do. I moved up to Leeds. I did lots of research around the country, first of all, to find out where is the best place to invest. And I found that Leeds was a really great place where it was big enough to benefit from a lot of the pull of people and companies into the city, but it was small enough to have not been through the growth that somewhere like London or Birmingham has been through. So it was in that sweet spot where we knew that the growth was going to come. I moved up. I lived in a shared house for a few years, you know, bought a number of properties and built a team around there. And as I was doing that, I was posting it on Facebook because I'm a Facebook generation person. And lots of our friends and family were saying, you know, what are you doing up in Leeds? Can you help me do the same thing? Can you help me to create this income stream? Because you're already there. You already know what you're doing. So So I said, of course, I'm more than happy to help you do that. And that's how our company was born. So people always say to me, this is a great idea, it's a great company. But it wasn't like I set up this company because I thought, wow, this is an absolutely fantastic idea. I'm going to make loads of money out of this. It was a genuine need to help my parents. And then from there onwards, helping friends and family. And then now, obviously, helping many, many other people after that.
We've established that you have a property portfolio of your own from which you stem from and you've helped other people. What's interesting is that people look up to the north. Anything above the Midlands wasn't considered to be a good investment. Okay, properties were cheaper. Obviously, they've always been cheaper than London. But it wasn't considered to be a good investment as recently as 5 to 10 years ago. But all of a sudden, now you're telling us it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. And I think that comes down to, in 2014, when I actually started on this journey, I remember going to see one of my friends, and her dad answered the door and he said, oh, what are you doing these? I said, oh, we're looking to invest in some properties. Whereabouts? We're looking to invest in the north. Oh, no. Don't go outside the M25, he said to me. And obviously some of that was, he was projecting on me some of the failures and some of the mistakes that he had made of investing in, you know, Spain and Bulgaria and other places. But this is not about investing in other countries. This is about investing in our country. Now, what's happening more and more often, and you will have seen it in the spring budget just recently, is the move to equip the entire country with the labour and the capital that's required, the infrastructure that's required to grow globally. So whereas previously it was all about London and the Southeast and all the stuff that was happening there, and wherever you went to university, typically you would come down to London to try and get a good job. Now it's much more about pushing all of that labour and capital and making that mobility easy outside. So in fact, in this spring budget just recently, Rishi Sunak announced that he's going to have the first infrastructure hub in Leeds. And this is all about trying to help the regional cities like Leeds, like Sheffield, Nottingham, whichever other cities that you think are worthy, to develop their own infrastructure. So like you said, maybe 5 years, 10 years ago, it wasn't seen like the popular thing to do. And even right now, maybe it's not seen as very popular. But certainly, if you want to get a good return, and when I say return, I'm talking about from an annual profit perspective, but also from a growth perspective, outside of London is holding all the cards as far as I can see.
If you have just joined us, you're listening to the iMoney Show right here on iGlobal Radio. And I'm joined today by Shiv Haria, who's the CEO, Managing Director of Lifestyle Property People. We're going to be talking about investing up in the north and why we should do that in a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
So we've heard a lot about investment in London, and people have been doing it for many, many years and made up small fortunes and even nest eggs out of it, not only for themselves, but their families as well. But does the North offer the same sort of dividends, yields as the South does? And what does the North have to offer that London doesn't?
I think one of the most important things when we're talking about property is to establish how we measure returns. And I think that it's really important that people know that when we're looking at returns, we're looking at your annual returns, but also the capital growth over time. So typically we're not looking at, you know, I'm going to buy this house and sell it next year and try and make lots of money. It's about keeping this property for, you know, 10 years, 20 years and making the annual return, but also making the growth over time. So going back to your question, I think that from a long time ago, people have thought and they think they have known that in London, you get a lot of capital growth and outside of London, maybe you get some income. And that's the kind of common wisdom. Unfortunately for those people, over the last sort of 10 years or so, and certainly in the last 5 years, that has turned itself on its head a little bit, where outside of London, because London has grown so much, it's just no longer a place where you can, most people can afford to invest. That's the first thing. And secondly, because of the prices have been going up, but the rents have not been going up in line with the prices, a lot of the yields have been coming down. So in London, for example, the yields might be, you know, 3%, 4% if you're lucky. In Leeds, we're looking at kind of a minimum of sort of 6% upwards is the kind of numbers we're looking at. So that's a double on that side. And then, like I said, on the capital side as well, in London, depending on where you are, obviously you experience different yields. But in Leeds, we're looking at capital returns of somewhere between 7 and 10% per annum. So if we say sort of 6, 7% on an annual basis and then 6, 7% on a capital basis, basically, every year you're going to be making double-digit returns outside of London, whereas in London, you know, you're struggling to make kind of 5, 7%.
What sort of properties are people investing in, and what would you recommend? Because Leeds, as you and I know, is very popular for Leeds University. And as you quite rightly said earlier in the programme, that Rishi Sunak has announced that Leeds is going to become a business hub for that area. I can see great phenomenal growth financially in that area, another London perhaps being created.
Possibly. I mean, Leeds is the largest legal, finance and insurance hub outside of London. So it is already a very big centre for some of those things. I think I'm going to share a secret with you, Tony, if you'd like. People always say to me, well, what kind of properties are we looking at in Leeds? And they typically assume that because it is a large student population, we have four universities in Leeds, which is more than any other city outside of London, that students is the best place to invest in. And it may be for some people. It all depends on what you're trying to achieve. If you're trying to achieve long-term stability and security, what we tend to be looking at instead of the student market, which might be a transient market, it might be a market that's, that could have a lot of change in it in the next decade or so, depending on how universities work out. We look at basically 2 and 3 bedroom family houses. And the reason we do that is because, ironically, 2 and 3 bedroom family houses aren't going out of fashion. You know, people still need somewhere to live. And it just seems like a much more stable bet to be looking at that kind of property.
Are the local councils helping in terms of rental properties? I'm talking about HMO properties.
I think the council are always looking for properties to house tenants. Just like there's a constant demand of tenants, there's also a constant demand for tenants and a constant supply of houses. There's also a constant demand for councils to house tenants as well. So the council are always looking for houses, but typically what we tend to focus on is renting them out to private individuals, working tenants typically that have jobs. And when I say working tenants, what we're looking for specifically is the family unit. And the reason why that works really well is because, first of all, you have two adults, so you have two income streams that can pay for the rent. The second thing is that when you have parents that have a child, they automatically become, as soon as they have the child, become more responsible. So in terms of paying rent and looking after the property, you're going to be more responsible. And thirdly, because they have a child who goes to a local school, they're going to be staying in that property for a number of years. They're not going to be moving every couple of years, like, for example, a student might be. So it, from our perspective, looking at that 2 to 3 bedroom family house and then tenanting it with people that would fit in that family houses, i.e. families, that's the model for the least amount of hassle, but the most amount of long-term growth.
You're listening to the iMoney Show here on iGlobal Radio, and I'm talking to Shiv Haria from Lifestyle Property People. And in a moment, we're going to be talking about investing away from home and essentially out of London.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Okay, so investing at a distance, far away from home, is perhaps a worrying thought for some people, Shiv. How can people invest so far away from their homes? Because obviously it's security that they want.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, it depends on who you are and what your circumstances are. A lot of the people that will be listening to this podcast, I'm sure, will be the type of people that really want to, secure their financial future. They really want to be able to invest, but they just don't have the time. All of us these days, we have our jobs, 9 to 5 or more like 9 to 9 in these kind of ages. And then on top of that, we have family, we have kids, maybe we have parents that we look after. So weekends, our time is taken up. Weekdays, our time is taken up. When do we find the time to actually, even drive outside of London to go and look for a property? So I think that that's exactly the reason why our company was set up. I identified that people don't have the time to go and do all of this legwork, basically. And ironically, most of our clients, what they're looking for is the hands-free investment. In fact, I was talking to a client yesterday, and I said, why did you decide to go ahead with us? And he said, because you are the only firm that could offer me a hands-free property, something that someone can go and do all the legwork for me. I trust them to go and do all the legwork for me, and they're going to ultimately get me a property that is purchased, has been refurbished right, and then has been rented out. One of the things that we do, actually, I spoke to a client this morning, and he said, I didn't even know that. We guarantee our rental rates. So if we say to you that we're going to rent your property out for £800 a month, we guarantee that number. And the way that we do that is just because we're very, very conservative in how we price these. the last 10 properties that we have let on behalf of our clients, we've got at least £25 or £50 more than what we've expected to get. Now, it doesn't sound like a huge amount of money, but that it typically increases your return by a percentage or two. And when you're looking at a return of, say, 7%, if you're getting 9 instead of 7, that's a really big difference.
So investing in property far away from where we're located, let's say I'm in London and I want to invest in Leeds, without even seeing the property, I'm looking at some sort of security and looking at securing that finance investment that I'm making. Give us an example of some of the success stories that you've just spoken about renting out properties for your clients.
Yeah, so there'll be we have basically three typical types of clients. You either have the person that's, and I'm going to generalize here, so sorry if you don't fit into one of these buckets, but typically you have the under 35 year old who is free, may live with their parents, has a lot of disposable income, doesn't really have a huge number of responsibilities, and what they're typically looking for is freedom. They want to secure their future and they want to know that they can always do whatever they want to do. Then we have our most popular type of client, which is 35 to 45 year olds. And these are typically parents that have children, typically two children, typically under 10 years old. And they have come over that hurdle of getting married, buying their house, buying their car and all those expensive things. And they've finally been able to save up some money now. And they can now go and decide that actually we need to go and do something to secure our future. And for them, typically what it is, it's not about securing their future as much as it's about creating a legacy for their children. And the third type of client that we have is people that were in the same position that my parents were in, which is you're in the kind of 45 plus category, 50 plus category, and you've started to seriously look at your retirement. Now, the common thing with all of these clients is that they're all looking for a stable income stream. And realistically, there's very few investments out there that can give you a good return and also a steady cash flow, a stable income stream every single month that can allow you to do what you want to do. So in terms of our clients, that's who we are. And in terms of the returns that they can typically expect to get, it, like I said, on the rental side, we're looking at typically 7 to 8% rental return. And then on the capital side, most of our clients get somewhere between 7 and 10%. One of the success stories that I always like to point out is, ironically, our accountant who came to me in 2016, and he bought a property from us. He bought it for £100,000 at the time. It got rented for £700 a month or something like that. So he got a decent return on it at the time. And since then, that house has increased from £100,000 in 2016. I looked it up last year, 2020, and it was worth £140,000. So £40,000 increase over, 4 years? That's 10% a year. And on top of that, he's made himself, I don't know, the best part of, say, £20,000 worth of profit, of rental profit. So 20 plus a 40, in 4 years, he's made £60,000 on a £100,000 house, which, by the way, he must have put himself probably, I don't know, £40,000 to buy it and refurbish it and all of that stuff. So he's put in 40 and over 4 years, he's made 60. That's the kind of, and just to be clear, and I want to caveat this, I'm not trying to say that everyone's going to become a millionaire overnight. Property is not that kind of game. If you want to become a millionaire overnight, try and invest in Bitcoin or something like that. Property is a long-term game. But what I'm trying to establish here is that if you do invest, then over time, these kind of returns are very well possible, but you have to be investing for the long term and you have to realize that the return isn't necessarily just in the rental. It's not just in the capital. It's in the rental plus the expected capital or eventually the actual capital return over time. That's where the return is.
We're talking to Shiv Haria from Lifestyle Property People today and investing in the North in this particular conversation today in Leeds. When is a good time and is now a good time to invest in property? I'll be talking to Shiv in just a moment.
The iMoney Show on iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
So Shiv, you've talked to us about investing up in the North and the sort of returns that people are getting. You gave us a fantastic example about your accountant doing just that. Certainly the trust factor is there for investment for us. But when is a good time to invest in property? Is now a good time?
I think this is such a fascinating question. And I think typically I get this question specifically from London investors more than I do from anybody else. And the reason why I get this question is because London investors are so close to the stock market and Canary Wharf and that whole infrastructure, with the stock market, it's very much about getting in at the right time and getting out at the right time. You've got to time the market to make sure that you're not buying it too expensive and all of that kind of stuff. And the reason why is because at any point in time, there is only one price that you can buy or sell at. So if you want to buy, let's say I want to buy shares in Virgin, then I have to buy them at whatever the price is at the moment that I buy them. With property, it's very different. Let me explain. You can have two houses that are right next door to each other, exactly the same house, inside exactly the same works required to the property, exactly the same. But this one could go for 100,000 and this one could go for 120,000. Now, how is that possible? And the whole point is that there is no, it's very difficult for you to, in property, to time the market. What you have to do is make sure you don't get in a wrong time, which is, you know, when we have the like great recessions and things like that. But outside of that, it's actually an 18-year property cycle. So you've got pretty much 15 years of it out of the 18 years that you can buy in and everything will be kind of great because it's all going to be increasing from there. We've just been very recently through our mid-cycle dip, which was about last year. And we now, my own personal prediction is that we've got another kind of 8 or 9 years of growth in front of us where we can expect to see house prices increasing. And I specifically think that over the next 9 years, people will either make it or break it. And what I mean by that is people that get into the market and buy something or buy a couple of things now, in 10 years' time, they'll be laughing. And the people that don't, unfortunately, they'll get left behind. And I say that with the most respect because my parents were some of the people that got left behind. And that's why I'm so passionate about this, because I then helped them to make sure that they wouldn't get left behind in that sense. To caveat all of that, I want to also say that if you remember, the best time to invest was 20 years ago. We wish we could all go back 20 years or 30 years and invest then, but we can't. The next best time to invest is now. It's all about getting into the market and staying in the market. There's a very famous saying, something along the lines of, it's not about when you get into the market, it's about the time in the market. So not timing the market, but the time in the market. So if you're young, or even if you're not young, you're as young as you're ever going to be, get in the market and just wait. And over time, that property will go up in value.
Thank you for listening to the iMoney Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Shiv Haria, you are the Managing Director, CEO of Lifestyle Property People. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us today. Now, if people need to get in touch with you, what is the call to action to get more advice on investing in property in the north, such as Leeds, that you're suggesting today?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say if you're interested at all by investing in Leeds, and certainly from a hands-free perspective where we do all the running around and all the legwork for you, please visit our website, www.lifestylepropertypeople.co.uk. You can also have a look at all of our reviews. We've got all 5-star reviews. So every single person that we've ever worked with has always given us a 5 stars because we really try to make sure that we're very, very good. Alternatively, you can also catch me on social media, Shiv Haria on Facebook or Shiv_Haria on Instagram. I'll be all over that. So yeah, look forward to catching up with you guys.
Shiv Haria, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today and giving us your kind time. Thank you very much indeed.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.